Welcome to episode 24 of the Shadows of Mystery podcast. Today we will explore the case of the Isdal woman, a story shrouded in unanswered questions that has intrigued investigators and storytellers for decades. Found in November 1970, deep within Norway's Isdalen Valley near the city of Bergen, this case has remained an enigma.
The identity of the Isdal woman is unknown and the circumstances surrounding her death remain mysterious. Through the evidence collected, the theories proposed, and the unanswered questions that linger, we will attempt to unravel the mystery piece by piece. The discovery itself was chilling. A hiker stumbled upon the charred remains of a woman surrounded by peculiar items, a few scattered bottles, a partially burned passport, and mysterious handwritten notes. The unsettling scene sparked immediate questions, and the investigation quickly revealed more strange clues. The labels from her clothing had been meticulously removed, and her belongings carried no identifiable markings, erasing any simple way to determine who she was. Every detail seemed carefully orchestrated to shroud her identity, deepening the air of secrecy around her life and her tragic end. Over time, more theories emerged, suggesting espionage, foul play, or even suicide, yet none offered definitive answers. The cryptic notes, for example, were eventually deciphered and appeared to reference coded locations and movements across Europe, leading some to believe she could have been a spy during the tense Cold War era. But the truth remained elusive. Who was the Isdal woman, and what led her to the remote Norwegian valley where her life came to such a harrowing end? These lingering questions continue to ignite imaginations and stir the determination of those pursuing the truth, making her story one of the most haunting unsolved mysteries of the 20th century. The story begins on a cold autumn day in November 1970. A hiker wandering through Isdalen Valley stumbled upon a scene etched with peculiarity and uncertainty. The charred remains of a woman lay on a rocky slope, a site eventually referred to as Death Valley by locals due to its dark history. The Isdal woman, as she came to be known, was unrecognizable due to the severity of burns on her body. Surrounding her were a variety of items that confounded investigators: jewelry, an empty bottle of pills, a partially burned passport, and other personal belongings had been intentionally arranged around her body. Many of these items had been stripped of any identifying marks, as though her identity had been intentionally erased. The local police initiated an investigation with hopes of determining not only who this woman was, but also how she came to such a tragic end. Their first break came when two suitcases linked to her were found at a train station in Bergen. These suitcases, rather than providing clarity, deepened the mystery. They contained clothing, wigs, cosmetics, and foreign currency, representing currencies from various countries. Remarkably, investigators also uncovered multiple passports with different names and nationalities. The discovery of these items painted a picture of a woman who may have assumed different identities during her many travels. The police traced her movements through hotel check-ins around various European cities. Under false names and inconsistent nationalities, she frequently provided little information. Witnesses recalled her as elegant and reserved. These multiple aliases fueled theories about her life before her death. Some have speculated that she was a spy operating during the Cold War, her movements and disguises aligning with clandestine behaviors of intelligence agents. Others suggest she might have been a criminal or courier, transporting valuable contraband across borders. The mystery surrounding her identity deepens when considering the circumstances of her discovery. Found in the remote Isdalen Valley of Bergen, Norway, her lifeless body was surrounded by cryptic clues, a burned passport, empty bottles, and a strange arrangement of personal belongings, most stripped of identifying marks. The meticulous removal of anything that could reveal who she was suggests a life shrouded in secrecy and purposefully erased. It raises haunting questions about who she trusted, what she feared, and why she took such deliberate steps to obscure her trail. To this day, her story resonates as a powerful reminder of the depths of human intrigue and the narratives left untold. The infamous Isdal woman has become a symbol of unanswered questions and the hidden lives that may exist alongside ours, unseen yet impactful. Her tale beckons us to consider the unknown and challenges us to uncover the truth, even when it lies buried beneath layers of silence. Through her enigmatic story, we are empowered to seek connection and understanding, even in the face of mystery. The cause of the Isdal woman's death added layers to her story. A forensic examination revealed that she had ingested barbiturates. The level of the drugs in her system indicated a lethal dosage. While some have suggested suicide due to the presence of pills, the bizarre arrangement of items suggests something more complex. The burns on her body were consistent with self-immolation, yet evidence from the scene left room for doubt. The unanswered questions surrounding the Isdal woman's identity and the strange circumstances of her death have inspired countless theories, ranging from espionage to foul play. Some believe she was a spy, operating under multiple aliases, given the forged passports and cryptic codes found among her belongings. Others consider the possibility of a deeply personal tragedy, a life lost amidst secrets and struggles unknown to the world. Despite extensive investigation, each piece of evidence seems to provoke more questions than answers, leaving her story wrapped in an enigmatic shroud. As decades have passed, the mystery of the Isdal woman continues to captivate and perplex. Her tale has become a poignant reminder of the countless untold stories that remain hidden in plain sight. It speaks to human curiosity and our collective desire to honor those who have been forgotten or lost in time. To this day, the Isdal woman serves as both a puzzle and a symbol of the complexities we all carry and the yearning for resolution that keeps her memory alive. As media coverage of the case spread, the public theorized about who she was and why her identity seemed wiped clean. While the spy theory remains the most popular explanation, there are those who believe she may have been an independent traveler hiding from someone or something. The suitcase's contents hinted at someone with access to resources and perhaps clear intent to remain hidden. 53 years have passed since the Isdal woman's discovery. Despite advances in forensic technologies and a reopening of the case in recent years, definitive answers remain elusive. Those who try to piece together her story are left with more questions than conclusions. Her case continues to compel because it underscores the fragility of identity in a world where we crave certainty and clarity. Throughout the decades, theories about the suspects in the Isdal woman case have proliferated, each offering a new lens through which to view this enduring mystery. Some suggest she was a Cold War spy, her possession of multiple passports and coded notes aligning with the covert activities of the era. Others believe she may have been a victim of espionage, her death serving as a chilling reminder of the shadow warfare fought quietly during a turbulent time. Alternatively, some investigators posit she could have been involved in less clandestine but equally dangerous endeavors, such as smuggling or organized crime. Each theory invites its own set of suspects, ranging from secretive intelligence operatives to powerful criminals, yet none have been definitively proven. The truth remains shrouded, but the complex web of possibilities only deepens the fascination with who may have played a role in the Isdal woman's tragic fate. The case of the Isdal woman remains one of Norway's most baffling mysteries. Was she truly a spy navigating the shifting allegiances of the Cold War? Was she someone fleeing a dangerous past, making her way through shadowed corridors of survival? Or was she perhaps a solitary figure whose story we may never fully understand? Lost in the folds of time and secrecy, these questions persist, as does the enduring allure of her story. The Isdal woman's case invites us to consider the limits of truth when pieces are missing and time continues to move forward. The gripping unknown is a reminder that not all mysteries can or should be easily solved. Yet, amidst the intrigue, her story offers an unexpected gift, a profound reflection on the human experience. It asks us to step into the unknown, to confront the discomfort of uncertainty, and to find meaning within questions that may never find answers. The Isdal woman is more than a historical enigma. She is a symbol of the countless untold stories that quietly shape our shared world. Her mystery, though shrouded in speculation, reminds us that every individual carries a complex tapestry of struggles, triumphs, and secrets. Perhaps her legacy lies not in the solving of her case, but in what her story compels us to do: to seek, to wonder, and to connect with the humanity in those we may never fully understand. Whether we view her as a poignant figure trapped in time or as a symbol of broader mysteries, she inspires a sense of compassion and curiosity that transcends the fleeting details of her life. Her silence echoes with an invitation to consider the lives around us, to cherish the stories we do know, and to honor the mysteries we may never unravel. Join us next time on Shadows of Mystery, when we will turn the pages of another case pulled from the annals of the unknown. Thank you for listening.